Hi everyone, and welcome into this week's episode of Track Talk with me, Andrew Gallinger. If you took a look at my website, andrewgallinger.com, a week ago, and read the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race recap from Kentucky Speedway, you saw that Track Talk didn't air last week for a reason that I said was me preparing for a special edition of Track Talk this week. Well, here it is. But when you think special edition, maybe you're thinking I have an in-depth look at what could be happening heading towards the playoffs in September for the Monster Energy Cup Series. Or I'm looking at specific stats for today's race at Pocono, next weekend at Watkins Glen, or even later in the season at Bristol or Indianapolis to close out the regular season. Those would all be good reasons to have a special edition. But I'm going to take it in a unique direction for 1 week and 1 week only. This episode of Track Talk is going to be a Who Is episode. In this case, who is your host, Andrew Gallinger? I've loved media for as long as I can remember. I've just simply loved talking to people and sharing stories. Now, that's not what makes any of this worth listening to by itself. There are a lot of people out there that are great at telling stories and just simply connecting with people. What makes me unique is I have physical challenges. Those physical challenges are very obvious to those I'm close to and complete strangers. They have a name. It's called cerebral palsy. I've dealt with those physical challenges since the second I entered this earth on April 2nd, 1993. Never have I allowed it to slow me down. Well, I shouldn't say never, because it almost always slows me down, but it never stops me. Getting back to what you're used to hearing with my NASCAR talk, this CP puts me under a 24/7, 365 caution flag period. But I'm still out there on the track of life, even if it is at a significantly slower pace. My talents are still very similar, as are my desires for success and being passionate about what I do, with all of my able-bodied counterparts. They're all different phases of my life. The only difference is I just have a God-given issue that impacts me at any time, whether I like it or not, that people can just obviously see. So for those of you who have been wondering, if you've checked out my Twitter profile, looking at the work I've done since the 2018 Daytona 500 with NASCAR, you'd realize that my profile picture is next to a NASCAR and I'm sitting in a wheelchair. No, I wasn't just hurt a few weeks or even a month or two before that 2011 Coke Zero 400 race weekend down at Daytona that I attended as a high school graduation gift. I've dealt with it. Since that day, I've continued to deal with challenges. I will always have to deal with things I don't enjoy that others can never completely understand. That's why I'm so drawn to one, journalism, and second, NASCAR. Because I found with my challenges, with my talents around journalism, and my love for the sport of NASCAR, that's a trifecta that I can intertwine and I can figure out how to create my own unique puzzle out of those three significant pieces in my life to find what makes me happy and what makes me an outstanding journalist, speaker, and writer. It's not easy. It's never been easy, and it never will. Just like in the sport of auto racing, you're not gonna have success every single weekend for 36 weekends out of the year on the NASCAR Cup Series circuit. That's the same exact thing in my case. Sometimes those drivers just have to be content with getting a top 10 or top 15 finish. They don't have to be happy about it because they're obviously competitive and want to win each and every time they're out there on the track, as that's what they're paid to do. But as many drivers have said, especially recently as we get towards the playoffs in September, some days you just have to be happy to get out of a venue with a solid points day. That is so similar to my life and life with cerebral palsy. I'm not shooting for championship points or even a championship in a sport. I'm going after a championship in life. Look, when I reach that championship, it doesn't mean my CP goes away. I don't cross the finish line, get to raise my hand in victory, and all of a sudden, the challenges I dealt with for 25 years so far are gone. My unique circumstances are forever. But I've been given these difficult at times moments to endure as God's gift. God's gift with the expectation that I go forward and bless others. I've been lucky. I've been able to do that through writing as well as through using my voice. I don't know what's gonna happen as far as having success, as far as being able to say one day that I'm free of the invisible ball and chain that is cerebral palsy. It doesn't stop me. It just slows me down. It's probably gonna be a long, long time if I ever was to get a green flag run that lasted for more than maybe a day or two in my life. But at this moment, as I have been before, I'm happy to be on the track of life. No matter what I have to go through. If I have to dodge challenges that could leave me sitting behind the wall for a day, it's a risk I'm willing to take. Because sometimes, like the drivers do at Auto Club Speedway in California, or at Chicagoland Speedway, right outside of Chicago, sometimes you have to search around to find a way to get the most out of what you have to work with. Because you're not necessarily just going to be given a whole new set of instructions to go about rebuilding something that's torn and tattered. You simply have to work with what's there and embrace what you simply have to offer. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to hear my personal story. It's never been easy. I'm gonna be fighting for an honest chance for the rest of my days, simply because that's what my challenges demand of me. God gave me these challenges so I could bless others. I truly believe that. It was no accident. I'm on my way to the finish line. Maybe you could say, I had a bit of success in stage one of my life. Now that I'm through the educational portions of my life with high school and college, what's next in stage two? Step by step success. It's not going to be easy. And the success for me is not going to be a win in this second stage of life. It's not gonna be an outstanding career one day. It's gonna be that I have pride in myself for what I've been able to accomplish up to this point and what I know in my heart and soul that I can accomplish moving forward. To all of you who know me, and all of you who have impacted my life both personally and professionally, I thank you for your time and genuine efforts. Let's continue to make these moments count. Let's thrive on the track of life, and let's simply enjoy the race to our own finish line. Thank you, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit about yours truly, Andrew Gallinger. I'll be back next week as Track Talk previews the second of now three road course events on the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series schedule, when the series heads to the Finger Lakes region of New York the first weekend of August, and Watkins Glen. Until then, thank you, fans, friends, and all those who have supported me. Till next time, I'm Andrew Gallinger, and this has been Track Talk.